بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد كنتم تمنون الموت من قبل أن تلقوه فقد رأيتموه وأنتم تنظرون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained four reasons why sometimes Allah gives the kuffar the upper hand over the believers. Sometimes the believers are victorious and they are over the kuffar. And sometimes the kuffar, Allah gives them the upper hand over the believers. And then Allah Ta'ala explained after that, that also one of the reasons, do you think that you will enter Jannah when you have not yet made jihad and you have not been tested, that you will fight in the path of Allah and you will make sabr? That is, the higher levels of Jannah are not just going to come by wishful thinking and by dreaming, but for that great effort will be made, have to be made. One is the effort of jihad. Until you don't go out in the path of Allah and you sacrifice your life for Allah Ta'ala, till then you can't get the higher levels of Jannah. And the other is to make sabr. That when halat and conditions come on a person, when a person doesn't complain at all, he accepts it, that it is from the will of Allah Ta'ala. And he remembers Allah and comes closer to Allah Ta'ala. And in fact, all these halat and conditions that come on a person, whether it is illness, financial problems, domestic problems, and he receives it correctly, understanding it is from Allah, he makes sabr, and whatever things he has to do, he does in the correct way, not going to psychologists, not going to counselors, etc., but to turning to deen and turning to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Then by that also, Allah Ta'ala purifies his amal, his ikhlas, and his akhlaq, and all his amal, and gives him high, high stages. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, when in the battle of Badr, the first battle of Islam, there were many Sahaba who did not take part. It happened, so to say, impromptu. It was not expected, that battle was not planned. So many Sahaba did not take part. And they all expressed their wish that there was another battle that we could take part also and fight in the path of Allah. And in fact that we could become Shaheed also. So when in the battle of Uhud, Allah brought about that occasion, and when Khalid ibn Walid attacked them from the back, and now more they could see in front of them, in their eyes, then many got afraid. In fact, some of the weak Muslims at that time said that if Abdullah ibn Salul, who was Ra'isul Munafiqin, if he could make a peace treaty with Abu Sufyan, who was the leader of the Quraysh army, and he was not at that time a Muslim, then we could get saved here now. And at that time, one shaitan spread the news that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been martyred, that Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became shaheed. On that, the munafiqeen started talking and saying that if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a true Nabi of Allah, he should not have become shaheed. And they said that, let us all now turn back on our old religion. Let us give up Islam and we follow our old religion again. And at that time, then Anas ibn Malik's uncle, Anas ibn Nadhr, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a very true and genuine Muslim, he said that even if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become shaheed, and in any case, one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will pass away also, does that mean we give up our Islam? Not at all. We are fighting for Allah's sake. Allah is Hayyun Qayyum. Allah lives forever and everywhere. And we are fighting for Allah's sake, and we are fighting for the deen of Islam, not for any personalities. This is a very important point that we should always keep in mind. We should not fight for and work for personalities, but for the cause that is the right cause, the cause that is the true deen of Islam. And whatever Islam requires, even when it requires jihad, that we are ready for that also. So he said, then he went into the army and he started fighting and making jihad very, very valiantly and very bravely until he became shaheed also. So on that Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat, وَلَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ تَمَنَّوْنَ الْمَوْتِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. اور تم تو عرضو کرتے تھے مرنے کی اس کے ملاقات سے پہلے. من قبل ان تلقو, that oh Muslims, that you were desiring mort before it came to you and before you could see it. That is, like the Muslims who became shaheed in the Battle of Badr, you said, if only we had a chance that we can also become shaheed, how the Muslims became shaheed in the Battle of Badr. So you were desiring. So here Allah Ta'ala explained one shikayat, complaint, and the other nasihat. The complaint was that when you did desire for mort, now when mort came in front of your eyes, why you got frightened? Why you said that now let's make peace with the kuffar? And why you wanted to get out of mort? So that was a complaint. And this, all of us are also guilty of it from time to time. When something happens far away, then we say, if we were there, we should have done this, we should have done that. And like small children, they say, like when the big brother doesn't obey the father, the small child says, when I'm big, I will do this, I will do that. But when the time comes, then we all turn around and we don't do. So Allah warns us against that attitude, that we make big, big claims, and when the time comes, then we become very weak and we go out of it. So that was one complaint. And the other was that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the complaint, the shikayat of Allah and the nasihat of Allah Ta'ala, that in order to earn the highest levels and stages of Jannah, it is absolutely necessary that a person makes jihad, and if conditions come on him, he makes sabr and he makes effort more in his ibadat, etc. He should turn more to Allah Ta'ala, and in difficult conditions also he should make ibadat. And ibadat, Allah Ta'ala explains in another place, make ibadat in which you feel the tiredness. That is, you exert yourself. Not just little bit you made and that is now enough. No, make so much ibadat that you can feel the strain of it. And they also make your ibadat, وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. And to your Allah, do it with rahmat. Not that you are like force and half-heartedly you do it, but with a full heart, full of passion, make your ibadat. And make your ibadat so much that you can feel I made ibadat. With Ramzan coming also, we should get ready with our tilawat of Quran Sharif, so that we comfortably make not only one khatam, but many khatams. And it mustn't be that we can't make one khatam also. We shouldn't be so weak. And for Ramadan, we should prepare all ibadat for Ramadan, not other entertainment. As very, very sadly, news is coming that many places people are arranging for their paddle tennis in Ramzan. At night they go and play this paddle tennis, etc. Other entertainment that they get involved in. That is not the way of a Muslim, not the way of a person who has to die. Kya yuhi marne wada marta hai? A dying person, is this what he does? A dying person prepares for mort, prepares for akhirat. So Allah Ta'ala told the Sahaba that why have you lost heart and you don't want to fight? فَقَدْ رَأَيْتُمُوهُ. So ab dekh liya tumne usko. You saw mort coming in front of you. وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْزُرُونَ. Aankhon ke saamne, and you saw it with your eyes. So don't be afraid of moth, and remember to get the high, permanent, everlasting enjoyments of Jannat, make your sacrifices here. There's the occasion, go in jihad. Otherwise, your ibadat. And in any case, halat, conditions come on every person. Health conditions, financial, domestic. At that time, do what you have to do, and you will get the very high stages by Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and guide us to righteousness.